I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to order. Today is Thursday, May 18th, 2023, and the time is 8:36 a.m. We are meeting in the House Finance Room in the State Capitol. Please silence your cell phones. This is Representative Carpenter serving as chair. We have the following members present. For the record, we have Representative Vance, Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Josephson, Senator Stedman, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Kaufman, and our alternates are not here. Okay. Bishop. Sorry, Senator Bishop, you're here. Thank you. Where are we seeing? Oh, thank you. We don't have a couple members in our chairs here. Are there any members online, if you could identify yourself?
Hey, this is Scott Kawasaki. I am online.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any other individuals online?
This is Kevin Cuddy from Soul Reads, outside counsel.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we have a quorum to do business. We're not expected, the alternates that we have identified are not expected to vote today, but will be needed if for some reason we need to maintain a quorum. Our first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes. Vice Chair Stedman, do I have a motion?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the December 14, 2022 and January 24, 2023 and May 7, 2023 meeting minutes as presented.
Is there an objection to the motion? Seeing none, the minutes from December 14th, 2022, January 24th, 2023, and May 7th, 2023 meetings are approved.
Can we have a brief at ease?
Okay, back on the record, for the public, we were having a discussion about figuring out voting membership of the committee. We have two alternate members of the committee that are established in the case that we need a quorum and other members, so the primary members are not available. And as long as we have a quorum, our alternate members are considered non-voting members. Senator Stedman, we had a mistake in the script here as to what the dates of the meeting minutes were. Can you please restate the motion to accept the meeting minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and retract the previous motion and restate it. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve minutes for the December 14th, 2022, January 24th, 2023, and March 7th. 2023 meeting as presented.
This time, are there any objections? Seeing none, the minutes from the December 14th, 2022, January 24th, 2023, and March 7th, 2023 meetings are approved. Our next order of business is to go into executive session to discuss the case of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee versus Dunleavy, and that case number for the record is 3AN-2. 22-09637CI. We'll also discuss preliminary single audit release and a 40-hour work week policy change. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following persons remain in the room or online. Emily Newman, Legal Service Director, Necessary Staff. Megan Wallace, Legislative Legal Counsel and Necessary Staff. Kevin Cuddy, Attorney for Stoll Reeves, the Legislative Auditor and Necessary Staff for the Auditor. Legislative Budget Director and Necessary Staff. Any legislator not on the committee. Staff for legislators who are members of the committee. And House Finance Staff in Juneau. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Is there an objection to going into executive session? Seeing none, we will go into executive session. We'll take a brief at ease to make the transition. Okay, we are back on the record. We now have all of our personnel in place to do the details of the recordings. So we are now out of executive session as of 11:08 a.m., Members present with us are Senator Kaufman, Senator Wilikowski, Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Josephson, Representative Vance, and myself, Chair Carpenter. Are there any members online that are still with us?
Yeah, this is Scott Kawasaki. I'm online.
Thank you. During the executive session, we discussed legal advice pertaining to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee versus Dunleavy case. And at this time, the committee has decided to approve $100,000 for the defense of the counterclaim and to proceed immediately with the defense of that counterclaim. The committee has decided to delay a decision on appealing Judge Goody's ruling earlier this year. So we're delaying a decision to appeal that to the Supreme Court to a later time during this year. Representative Vance, do I have a motion?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve an amendment to the existing contract with Stoll Reeves dated January 12, 2023 to increase the contract amount by $100,000 for a total amount not to exceed $200,000 for legal services, litigation, and appeal cost in the ongoing matter Legislative Budget and Audit Committee versus Dunleavy et al., case number 3AN-22-0967CI, relating to the deposit of certain state taxes and royalties resulting from Federal Energy Regulatory Commission decisions into the general fund.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. Also, during the executive session, we discussed the confidential matters relating to audits. Do I have a motion?
I move that the following preliminary audits be released to the agencies for their formal comment. Fiscal year 2022, single audit.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. And the final thing that was discussed during executive session was we received advice and discussed policy pertaining to the 40-hour work week for legislative finance and LBNA staff. At this time, the committee has decided to approve a 40-hour work week for legislative finance and the LBNA staff. Do I have a motion?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve a 40-hour work week for legislative finance and the LBNA staff.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. And I will thank everybody for your patience today and your participation. It was a good meeting. Seeing no other business to come before the committee, we are adjourned as of 11:11 a.m.